The issue of who manages the second tier pension scheme is still topical. Should their powers be given to government or the leadership of organized labor? Radio Ghana sought the views of financial experts on the issue. The Dean of School of Business and Leadership at the Regent University of Science and Technology, Dr. Ebenezer Mensah-Ashley, thinks organized labor must allow government to play an active role in the investment and management of the fund. He also thinks government must also assure workers, especially those who retired this year, that they would have access to their monies on time.
Absolutely. In our part of the world where we still are part of development, you know, and where government is easily blamed for any inefficiencies in management, and the government being the primary employer in this particular instance, I would advise that the government tread cautiously and effectively ensure the investment of the funds in good investment vehicles. I wouldn't advocate for the release of the funds to the hands of the employees, whom at the end of the day, if they are unable to manage the funds effectively, will turn back and then the general public will blame the government for releasing funds. I would strongly suggest that the government holds on to the funds for one basic reason, that if there is a chance the government ensures ineffective management of the funds, it is easy for the government to raise funds to pay off the employees. But if the employees ensure inefficient utilization of the funds available, then at the end of the day, it might be difficult for the government to raise funds to pay them. And this would eventually be a toll on the government. So I would call for government active role in the management, in the investment of the employees' funds at this juncture. What government must ensure is the effective and full assurance that the employees who are due retirement at the end of this year would have access to their funds come January and beyond to be able to also lead a meaningful life.
Would you call for government and workers to go back to the negotiation table to look at the modalities that will help the scheme to work effectively?
Yeah, at this stage, it looks as if the laws are interpreted differently by the parties involved. You see, the government is looking at legality, and maybe from a legal, the employees have also perhaps gotten an interpretation of the law from a legal aspect, which is helping them to take this particular stance. But I would advise once again and suggest that they go back to the negotiation table, lay the provisions of the National Pension Act before everyone, and then ensure that an amicable settlement is arrived at. Well, perhaps it is as a result of this stalemate that the government has chosen to go to the court not to sue labor, but to seek interpretation of the law and ask who is responsible for the handling of the funds until they are due for disbursement. So yes, I'll call for dialogue. You know, the need for amicable settlement. The world war, they say, is to judge or
Then it means that government's decision to go to court, like you're saying, is the right path to take, so that there can be a final declaration on what the law on the pension scheme says.
Absolutely. If the labor union not coming to terms with the fact that the management of the fund is the preserve of the employer and not the employee, and they're still taking an entrenched position, then the court will be the best place to seek interpretation as to who is due to handle the fund. Now, labor would have a strong point. If the disbursement is due and the government is unable to release the fund for the beneficiary, then here, labor will have a strong point. But as it stands now, and given the fact that the funds are not due for disbursement, it is still within the court or the purview of the government to ensure that the funds are effectively held to avert any unforeseen economic contingencies that wouldn't inure to the benefit of both parties.
That was the Dean of School of Business and Leadership at the Regent University of Science and Technology, Dr. Ebenezer Mensah-Ashley.